Bergamot Station is a cultural center. Santa Monica, it's an artistic city. And we are joined by Building Bridges in Bergamot Station. And they have many installations, and they have installations that travel globally. They work with students. They have an art exchange program and work with artists and have a residency program. And we are happy to be joined today by Marissa Caicciolo. She is the co-founder and Building Bridges director. And then also Petra Eco is with us. She's on the board, the advisory board, and also heads up the educational programs. And we're going to talk about one of the new exhibits today. It's very exciting. It involves artists and science. And it's so interesting, and it's interactive. And many of the installations are. So, Marissa, would you like to talk to us about Building Bridges? Introduce us to what it is that you do and how you have the residency program and work with artists.
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, thank you, Tina, for having us and for giving us a space to really present the Building Bridges and introduce the programs. And yes, Building Bridges is a long time dream. Mm-hmm. And somehow being an immigrant and woman here, an artist as well, and a big art lover, and I'm very passionate about art. Many, many years ago, I had the dream to create these bridges, to create this understanding between cultures. And I got people involved and more people involved and more. So finally, now we have something that is bigger. It's a great platform. It's a long-term dream, but it's a hard work, but it's an amazing platform for artists, for institutions as well, all over the world. Basically, the mission statement of Building Bridges Art Exchange is to create understanding and peace through art all over the world, like all over different cultures. So we have these different programs for students, a program for young artists, program for very emerging artists, also for mid-career and for like really established artists as well. So one of the things that we believe is that for the students and the very young and emerging artists, it's very important to have and to share the space and to share the communication with mid-career and very established artists as well. At the same time, to create this dialogue and this communication with the community.
We can visit your gallery, Building Bridges, right? You have installations there?
Yes.
Yes. And you travel around the world with installations. You just got back recently. In fact, you were several different places.
We have an international exchange program with different institutions. We have a traveling exhibitions program. The exhibitions are traveling all over the world. And the residency and the educational program with the schools here.
Right.
But the installations are open because we have artists doing video, photography, performances, installations itself, painting. So we have all these different media and different artists working in the different platforms and different museums or centers.
And different types of interactive installations.
Work.
Like what is the taste of the color blue, which is an installation that is open now, right?
Yes. Synesthesia, what is the taste of color blue? And I think it's very interesting because for all of us, probably the color blue tastes different. And for the artist, that they actually have this condition, they're synesthetic, they really have this condition, it tastes totally different.
Synesthesia has to do with an experience they have with like the color, the texture, with taste, you know, how they experience it.
It's an additional sensory experience, and is this firing between the senses. So there's a lot of different types of synesthesia, and everybody is really experiences this in a different way. So some of the people they talk to me. So this is very interesting because as a curator, I think the best way to explain this is my goal in this exhibition is to have the visitors, to have the viewer really trying to experience the same thing, the same feelings that the artist experience. And it's very interesting because they will be able to touch things, to smell things, to view different things in the way that the artists do.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting because we're going to have food. And some of the artists that they have this condition, they work with food. So we're going to have the artists giving the public certain food to see what is the taste. Or if they see any color, or they feel any color with the taste of different food. So I think we're going to have Ann Patterson, example of a big installation there, who is going to have a smell in her installation. So the people will be able to walk through a path. It's a path of laces that they will touch their skin, they will touch the body, but at the same time, they will have a different view with a video installation and also a smell that is working and is really having this path. So you will have the sense on the skin, the sense of the smell, and the sense of the viewing of the video installation as well. So it's going to be a very interesting and experimental exhibition.
You have different artists participating in that installation, like John Adams is one of the artists. So what is his part in the installation?
Well, he's one of the only autistic artists in the world that he has all this experience and he experiments all these colors and all these images. And he works with an amazing abstractions and he plays with his body with video installations as well. In this case, we're going to have just the printing of these colorful works. But like Sean Adams, we're going to have like all these different pieces. We're going to have Raywan actually experimenting with sound and stone. So we have artists from New York, from New Zealand, from here, from United States. So it's a very interesting because most of the work will be really an interactive pieces with the public.
And it's part science.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's a symposium because the exhibition itself is a collaboration between three organizations. Right. One is UCLA with the Sci Art Department, and is the head of the department is Victoria Besna, who is in charge of this collaboration with us. Also, we have a collaboration with the International Synesthesia Association of Synesthesia, which they're working on the symposium in UCLA together. Actually, if you go to either our website or the website of IASAS, which is the International Association of Synesthesia, is the whole program for the science and for the artists as well.
It's going on now, so you go to Building Bridges and experience this installation. We talked a little bit about education before, and I know you have Unity Through Art. Petra, do you want to talk a little bit about how you work with the students, with schools, and maybe about Unity Through Art, which includes, you know, exchange visits from students, Los Angeles students recently, I think, with Qatar happened recently.
I'm happy to do that. Thank you. Since Building Bridges is very much around education, we are working very closely together with some inner arts schools. And we thought that, that the need, of course, is here because of all the budget cuts. And some students have no really possibility to get in touch with art anymore. We bring the art to the schools. So what we are doing is when we have an artist in residency, we bring them into the schools, into local schools, and they do lectures and workshops and talk about their work and bring pieces to touch. Sometimes they can create something with the artist together, which is really, really a very rewarding thing.
You're bringing the artist directly to the schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think
working
this is
students.
Very important at the moment. And since Building Bridges has this international outreach, it is so fabulous because we can bring them one time Japanese artists and the next time Italian artists, and then we had Chile artists there or Germans. So it's coming from all over the world, and I think the teachers are very happy about that. And we also work together with after-school programs. So if they would like to come and visit our exhibitions, they can do that. We have like walkthroughs with or without the artist for the schools. And I think it's so important these days that we continue this experience for the students, for these young minds, and give them the imagination, what we can give them.
Who are some of the schools that you work with?
Well, we are working, for instance, with Grant High School, a school in the Valley, what is fabulous to work with the teacher, Mrs. Commerce. We work with Cortina's Visual and Performing Arts in downtown. We just started to work with Pali High. We have worked with Duarte High School, and we work with Inner City Arts. If people really are interested, or teachers are out there who are interested to come into the program, we are very open to take on more visits. And it is very easy. We write them emails. We have this and this artist coming. He is available. Uh-huh. And if it fits in your calendar and if it fits in your curriculum, we are happy to present him. Mm-hmm. And it works very well. And we are very happy about that, I think.
And then also, because, you know, you work on a nonprofit basis too, private donations are great. You like to work with private donors, companies, if they want to get involved?
Yeah, we do. We always, you know, for all the stuff that we do, we look for sponsorship and private donors that can support either one or another project.
And Petra, any last thoughts for us?
Yeah, I would like to invite all the schools, of course, you know, to get in contact with us. And you can do this also through Building Bridges, through the website, and also the students, if they like to come, and everybody else to join us, because it's going to be a fabulous show, I think.
Yeah, yes. especially to really encourage the teachers or the group, you know, the schools to really go and visit the show. I think this particular exhibition is going to be amazing as an experience for the students, all ages.
What is the taste of the color blue?
Blue.
Yes, Synesthesia. It's Building Bridges. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was
so
a pleasure.
Much. Thank you.
Building Bridges. So it's the name of what you do, but it's also kind of the theme of what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, we can find you, obviously, on the internet. The website is
buildingbridgesartexchange.org.